more and more people that have been permanently banned from, you pick your platform, the one I'm reading right now from LinkedIn, a guy who was trying to ask questions about vaccines, says he's a skeptic and so on and so forth, permanently deleted. He's been on there 21 years, started 7 companies. Anyhow, long story. At any rate, I move on to Alan Sachs. My good friend, retired professor of political science, University of Texas, Arlington. I know Alan well. We've never met in person. Think about that. Professor, how are you?
I'm doing okay. A woman died in Texas yesterday who was instrumental in the history of the country.
And that's true.
Very few people will know her name. Her name was Sarah Weddington, and she was the attorney, the lawyer, in Roe versus Wade, and she was the attorney for I forgot her name. Her name really wasn't Roe, of course. That was the name just given to her anonymously. But her name was, it'll come to me. But she was a very young law student, and she argued the case before the U.S. Supreme
Court. Norma McCorvey.
That is correct. And by the way, I actually had her in my class. I had every person in my class at different times who were instrumental in that case.
Really?
Norma McCorvey, who was Roe. This is many years ago when I first started. And then Henry Wade, who was the district attorney in Dallas, who was the Wade in Roe versus Wade. And Sarah Weddington, all three at different times were in my class. So I made history.
Can you share their grades with us?
they were not students. I just invited into my class to speak. And they were very, very good.
Oh, see, I thought you were the educator to the stars. I misunderstood the whole, you know, but now I've got it. You know,
I opened my classroom to just about everybody. And at that time, I thought it would be great to have the principal parties of Roe versus Wade in my class, and I was able to do that.
Yeah, Norma McCorvey later in life became an anti-abortion activist.
That is correct. She was a fairly soft-spoken woman, if I remember correctly, and she did outline what it was. She wanted to get an abortion. I was always incorrect on that. I thought she had already achieved one, but no, she.
I don't think she
one.
Ever had one.
She never did. You're right.
Right, she never had the abortion because the case, you know, what cases do, which they take a lot longer than 40 weeks. I can assure you of that. They take forever, right?
And Sarah Weddington she looked exactly what she was, a very young law student from UT Austin. And she presented her case very well, and the class asked her questions, and that was it. So I was the party. I don't think anybody really had all three principal people in their classroom except myself. So I'm bragging about it. But they appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court, of course. But I was my little touch of history.
Yeah, so she passed away 76 years old, Sarah Weddington. Yeah, she must have been quite young then when this happened.
She was.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard from her at all in the past 50 or 60 years. I wonder what had happened to her, because I would have left her in my class again to speak as Roe versus Wade became notorious again. But I couldn't get a hold of her. And
yeah, she was 26 years old. She was 26 years old when she argued that case.
Isn't that amazing?
Remarkable. You know, to win in front of the Supreme Court at any time, and I'm not talking about the merits of the case. I'm talking about an accomplishment as an attorney, period, separate of everything else.
That's right.
To argue a case in front of the United States Supreme Court, which, by the way, was a 7-2 ruling. She, 26, pretty remarkable.
I think the opinion was written by William Brennan, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's correct. I'd have to look that up for you know, I had to double check
that,
but I believe that's correct. So, what happens now? Is the case going to stand or not?
I don't think so. I think it'll be overturned somewhere down the line, and that will inspire more demonstrations. All kinds of stuff is going to come out of that. But I think it's going to be overturned. I may be wrong, but I think it's going to happen.
I think that it's entirely possible that it will be overturned. You know, if not overturned, but I believe that it's entirely likely the Mississippi case that's in front of the court now, that they will say 15 weeks is however they make the argument. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV. I only like two or three. The point being is they'll just limit it to 15 weeks. I don't think they have to overturn the whole thing, or they return it to the states, which will create, well, it'll create a free for all. Some states will have no abortion. Some states will have abortions until they're in the fifth grade. Right.
And so, yeah, exactly. But I think they may just overturn the whole thing when a Mississippi case comes up. But the court is, of course, they're human, and I think they're very reluctant to go in that direction because they know that the outcome could be a lot of noise, and so they don't want that.
Right. I mean, in 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Casey overruled a little bit of it, right?
That's right. What Planned Parenthood versus Casey did, after Roe versus Wade, then some states began to plot, how in the world can we restrict abortion without overturning Roe versus Wade? And so that's what Casey did. It was an overturning, or a not overturning, it was a reassembling what you could do to restrict Roe versus Wade but without overturning it. And that's what the Casey case was. And Casey was the then governor of Pennsylvania. And I think his son is now in the United States Senate.
Right. So there you have it. Well, I don't know where it goes, but it's an argument that predates 1973. It's an argument that'll go on well past 2022. It's an argument that, you know, involves faith, morality, general opinions of where you believe life begins. All of these arguments will not be solved by the Supreme Court. In fact, they might exacerbate them a bit. I'll give you the last word.
And the states will be the final definition of this. A quick anecdote. I was raised in Oklahoma, and I went to a doctor's office one day, and I walked in there, and I saw a few of my schoolmates, women. And I asked them, what are you doing here? And one of them said, I'm waiting to get information on where I can get an abortion. It was really interesting. There was a network of doctors or whatever it was where they could tell people where to go. And that was something I never encountered before.
By the way, one correction, minor as it is, Harry Blackmun wrote the decision.
Harry Blackmun. I thought it was Brennan.
Well, there you go. But yeah, you had the B right. Anyhow, Professor, got to leave it right there. Alan Sachs, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk soon.
So thank you very, very much.
We have a quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Musk Ox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.